Okay, Deborah, here we are in the middle of the area where all the bees are, dressed in some pretty funny suits. We look like something from outer space.
We sure do. It is a bit like trying to do anything in space when you're beekeeping.
Yeah, and this is quite essential, isn't it?
It is, yes. Sometimes the bees can be quite aggressive. We try and be as quick and as gentle as possible, but sometimes they can be cross, and if they're too cross, then we just put the lid back on and leave them till next week.
You ever been stung?
Yes, a couple of times in the last 2 years, so not many.
At the moment, there's a lot of smoke around. Tell us how that works.
The smoke makes the bees think that there is a bushfire coming, and they head down towards where the brood and the queen is.
I can see a lot of bees flying around. Are they angry or what? What's going
no,
on?
No, they're not angry because the sun has come up and it's warm. This is the time when they harvest. So they're going out, collecting all the pollen and coming back to the hive.
We're going to walk into that big bundle of bees up in the air there, aren't we?
Yes, we are, but there's nothing to be worried about.
Easy for you to say.
You just got to stay calm and the bees think that you're a tree, so you'll be fine.
I'm John.
Okay, John, what are we doing today here?
At the moment, we're looking to take honey. The first hive we went to, the bees in there are calm, so that's why we'll work them today.
How do you know they're calm? They don't look too calm to me.
I think if you're a musician, the note is A.
Oh, so they get a bit more frantic in the buzzing, do they?
Yes. They do. Well, yeah.
The noise of the bees changes. It's hard to explain, but when you've been doing it for a long time, you can hear the change.
All you've got to do is just say one word and I'll run. Just say tone and I'm out.
You don't need to run because you're geared up. But we have to think gentle. Running's out of the question.
I might just sit here, just
very
quietly.
You've got to be right in.
You know, I keep getting the feeling, Deborah, that there's something going to buzz around and come inside of my little helmet here. Does that ever happen?
No, because you're all secure. Because your suit is all secure, it's all zipped up. You don't have to be worried. They will actually fire themselves at your hood, but they cannot get through this suit. No way, unless you had a hole in it or your zip was undone or anything like that.
I think they must sense my nervousness because they're hanging around me a lot now.
They do. They will. They can actually sense adrenaline. Bees are very clever and they can sense the adrenaline pumping in your body. But sometimes if it gets too much, we just tell people to just step away for a little bit and the bees will eventually leave you alone. We're coming into what is our busiest time for collecting honey for the next few months. Probably we're quite lucky in Queensland. We can collect and harvest honey for about the next 6 months, and then it gets quiet again as it gets a little cooler.
So, John, you're interested in getting people to learn more about bees, aren't you?
I am.
Age is no barrier?
Age is definitely no barrier. If you look around here, most of us are white-headed.
What about the young side?
We welcome young people.
And Mark, you were the one that spotted this was an appropriate time to do the harvesting?
Yes, we had a good lead up to the season. We had a lot of tallow wood on and a lot of eucalypts this year, been flowering really well. And then we got our usual species that come on. This is a fantastic area, being in the suburbs, because there's such a variety of plants in people's gardens.
How do you know which honey it is?
The taste, the smell, and the colour of the wax will give a good indicator to what the honey is. We call them floral or eucalypt. You can get quite specific with the flavours in the honey. You actually can do taste tests. Different people will bring honey in at the club and you taste the differences between the honey. And it's all good local honey, which we're all trying to achieve with our home apiaries. And like I said, the suburbs are a really good place. And this is one of the last large apiaries in the Brisbane suburbs. So we could actually have Melaleucas from the wetlands and then our eucalypts from up in the hills here. Such variety in such a small area is what beekeepers are looking for, and that's why this apiary's been so successful. You know, for old people like ourselves, it's good therapy, this bee therapy, and just the sound of the bees and working out here in the beautiful environment is just fantastic and makes you feel good. Oh, you make me dizzy.